Generally, Chinese presence in Timor-Leste has been enormously beneficial to our economy.
So I'm happy that President Trump, what I said in my message to him, please reset relations with China. He said, I'm a friend of Xi Jinping. I, with China, United States, will help resolve many of the world's problems. That's what President Trump said. I very much welcome that.
How do you personally take the U.S.-China relationship to play out during the second presidency of Mr. Trump?
You know, China is not a threat to anyone. Is not a threat. And I can tell you, countries in ASEAN, they don't feel that they are threatened by China. There are tensions, differences in relation to South China Sea. But when you have differences, you negotiate. We engage in dialogue, in bilateral dialogue. China invests in science and technology for a long time. So that is the competition. That doesn't mean necessarily you have to go to war or impose sanctions here and there. So China will continue to be aggressively competitive.
I've spoken to people here who say there are concerns by the fact that there are many Chinese merchants opening shops here and they sell products far cheaper than the usual shops here in Timor-Leste run by people of Timor. What's your opinion on this?
Generally, Chinese presence in Timor-Leste has been enormously beneficial to our economy. Much cheaper to build a home. Much cheaper to buy equipment that you need for agriculture, for irrigation, for your home appliances and all of that. Without the Chinese merchants here, we'll go back to 2002, 5, 7, when everything was so expensive. So this is trade. So I'm very happy with the Chinese presence. Should we have a more? Well, I would like to see Indian merchants coming, Bangladeshis and Lebanese or Australians and so on.
How do you think Timor-Leste's relationship with the U.S. would be under a second term of Mr. Trump?
The U.S. is not evil, as some claim. It's not black and white. It's not all good, all bad.
But this would be the second term of Mr. Trump. What lessons can you draw from his first presidency?
I have to say, Donald Trump is actually a fascinating character, I think. And so I never met him, and it's not my ambition in life to meet him, but as a fascinating character, I just hope that he first reset relations with China.